Thank you for calling Door Surf Bro. This is Maddie. How can I help you?
Hi, Maddie. This is Nadine Medina. I'm with Local Splash. I was returning your call. It looks like you had a missed call from us, but I was trying to pull up some information. I didn't see anything as far as the business name. We would have been calling about marketing on the first page of Google. Could it have been possibly that we called a different number?
It probably is a different number.
Okay.
This is a business. This is DoorServe Pro. But I was returning that missed call, and I just got a little frustrated with the AI bot in the beginning.
Yeah.
It would not work with me.
You know what? I'm not even going to lie.
I
heard the call. Just, I went back to it because I always check, you know, and I heard you saying, I am returning a missed call. I'm trying to reach.
I was so mad.
I'm so sorry. No, you're good, hon. I'm like, wow, she's really keeping it together, you know?
Yes. I'm like, I have to stay professional, of course, but bring me to somebody. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy. Okay, so let me ask you, are you in West Virginia?
Yes, we are. We have multiple offices, but our main office is in West Virginia.
Okay, so because I'm trying to look, because I actually looked up the phone number. If anyone would have called this specific phone number, the one that we're talking on, the 240, I would have, like, some kind of notes or something, right? Do you know what other number they might have called so I can see who it would have been?
Let me see.
I know. I just got to commend
you.
I'm not going to lie. When I'm calling, like, a bill, I'm calling AAA, right? And I'm like, I'm your AI. And I'm like, representative.
No.
And they're like,
yes, no, it's well, I promise
people,
you,
and I'm
if
like,
I was not at work, it would.
I finally get to the point where I'm like, representative. And my husband's like, why are you screaming? Yeah. I'm like, because they're not listening to me.
Why are you
I don't think it's
going
to understand you more.
Yes, I think to myself every single time, I'm like, it's not going to hear me any better if I start screaming at it, and it usually just tell, oh, fraud department? No, not the fraud department. Like, why does it always go to the fraud department when I'm trying to call?
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird. I don't understand.
Or it'll finally say, I'm sorry, I can't help you. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to call again. I got to call again.
Yeah, no. If I go through, at that point, that is why I did. I think I'm going to serve,
like,
it will not get me through to someone. And it kept on saying, I can't remember, I think it was saying something about marketing. And I was like, okay, well, I need to speak to a human. Like, I need to, I'm so sorry.
Like,
to hear that.
I've done it even with, like, I'm ordering something from Domino's. And when I finally, I need a live person on the phone. And then when I get on the phone, I'm like, your guys is AI. You need to fix that. You need to fix it.
Yeah.
It asked me if I wanted to hear the specials. And when I said, yes, I want to hear specials, it says, we don't have any specials. Then why is it asking me if I want to hear specials? And the guy starts laughing. I'm all, you really need to fix that. I'm ordering food, and I want to order correctly.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, the voice right in the beginning, I even told my coworker, I was like, she sounded very real, a little too real, and she just sounded very, like, the best word I could explain it is just angsty. Very sad.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's like, okay, so I'm going to get you transferred over to representative now. And it's just the way it was
and you're like,
she sounded
okay.
So sad, and I'm like, what's going on?
You're like, listen, I'm sorry that I don't want to talk to you, but I don't know who called. Yeah, it's funny. I've had, like, even people ask me, are you AI? And I started laughing. I promise you, I am a living, breathing person.
I had someone ask me as well. They were like, okay, are you an AI? And I said, I'm sorry. And I think I said it a little too robotic.
And I started busting up.
Are you an AI?
Yeah, I just start cracking up. I'm like, oh my gosh, do I really sound like AI?
I sound that bizarre. I thought it sounded more, you know, than that. Okay, so we'll take in a look here real quick. I do see the number that I do believe that y'all called, which was not one of our main numbers, but it was a 540.
Uh-huh.
824. 4950.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, because then I'll be able to see. So I guess you guys have in-house marketing, right?
I do believe so. Yeah, we have a lot of marketing, like a lot of things that we do.
Yeah. It was one of our representatives that called, and they did list that they put gatekeeper is what they put, meaning that, you know, it's not the actual business owner. Usually, and especially with like DoorServe Pro, because you guys have so many different locations, it's like you typically have a corporate office and you guys already have your own marketing in place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're part of a franchise, correct? So usually with that, you guys have your own marketing already. Okay. I'll just go ahead and notate that. I'm so sorry about our Jordan, you know, but at least we got it taken care of. And I appreciate you even returning the call. You're doing a great job. Not everyone returns calls.
I appreciate that. Seriously, thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you for giving me a good laugh. I appreciate that.
So did I. I needed it. Listen, you have a blessed afternoon, okay? You take care now.
You as well.
Bye.
You take care as well. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.